If it was outside, it wasn't raining. You don't have a post, you put the bucket of milk up there till you through. Then you bring the whole thing back in. And when it was in the barn, it had a nail, hang the bucket.
Do you have a cool place where you kept the milk?
No.
No, man.
We had something like we called a safe.
Cord out.
And
I rope out.
Put one
untie
in there.
Untie a bottle.
And supper that night.
Give it to the boy. You know, sometimes you might tell that to somebody and they hardly don't believe it. But it's through you. We done it.
Yeah.
That was the only way you could keep
then
that milk good.
About cold.
There was no ice.
We thought it was such good milk. It was cold way down there in that water.
It stayed pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, where do you get your milk from now? Are there any places that make milk around here?
No, I buy it from the dairy.
Uh-huh.
In a store, you know.
Yeah, but did you call a place you call a dairy around here? In other words, where you kept your milk or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't use that much milk, you know.
Yeah. But a farmer would have a dairy around here?
Oh, no, he just had a milk cow too, you know.
Okay, like
everybody
you.
Everybody had their own.
Yeah.
Like you had, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you wanted a hen to get her to start laying, what did you put in there, in the net?
Her nest.
Oh, yeah. Generally make a box, put partition in there, big enough for a hen to get in there, and they'd fly in there, lay the egg in there.
Where did you keep your chickens? Did you have a place for them?
They were outside.
Outside? Yeah. Well,
they're going all over.
I think we're going to float away today.
I'm telling you. The water, I see out there.
What kind of dog is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's a little dog. Spoiled dog.
Did you ever have any kind you hunt with?
No. They're very good rat dogs. Might have some rat tail.
That's just a little what? What kind of dogs do you know about?
Oh, I don't know too much about dogs. I know. I raised two or three bulldogs, what they called bulldogs. That was to help me with the cattle, when I moved the cattle or something. Some of them got mean sometimes, you know, they get mean. They want to run away, they don't want to go where you want to. And I had a very good dog for that. He'll make him stay with the other.
Now, what is this here? This is a...
Chaparral?
Yeah. Your wife keeps all her what in there?
Oh, all kind of...
All her best...
Souvenirs and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Along the road right here. Well, right across on this side of the road, he was living there. He was an old bachelor. He came from France. And before he moved up here, he was living with a... I think it's his brother-in-law, a fellow by the name of Mazo. And when Mazo died, and he came right there in an old house Papa had. And he got a stroke. It'll be 60 years this November right here, he got a stroke. We had just married, and I was living across on that side. And we had to wake him. Every night, me and one of my brothers would go from midnight to daylight. And my daddy and my brother-in-law would go at night and stay with him. Didn't have nobody. And he had that. That came from France, I think. And so it stayed in the house there. We took it. We divided it.